Save WICC in your presets, and you'll never miss anything Lisa has to say. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the show. Good morning. 203-333-9422 is our number. Joining us right now is Brigadier General Robert Spalding, who is a former China strategist at the Pentagon, currently CEO at a tech security firm called Sempre. He is retired from the Air Force, and he's written his second book, at least the second book I know about his view of the world, specifically his view of the stealth war that China is waging on the world. As we're busy paying attention to Putin and all of his nefarious activities, China has a long-term game plan for domination of the world that includes subjugating human beings to a totalitarian way of being, including controlling every single aspect of our lives. And of course, we know that China is the most surveilled society in the history of the human population. His latest book, General's latest book, is called War Without Rules, China's Playbook for Global Domination. I've got to tell you, General Spalding, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I don't think that you're exaggerating. I think you're saying it exactly right. There is definitely a plan for world domination here. Welcome to the show today and good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So General, first of all, tell us, because it is a pretty big statement to make that China wants global domination, that they're not satisfied enough with their pretty big part of the world and their billion plus population. Why do you conclude, and why do you think it is that China wants global domination?
Well, you know, when I wrote my first book, Stealth War, some people thought it was, exaggeration. So I wanted to introduce Americans to the words of the Chinese, war leaders themselves. So this book, Unrestricted Warfare, which was written by two Chinese Communist Party colonels in their Air Force, about how they would use globalization and the internet to undermine not just the United States, but the international order, and its support for democratic freedoms. I wanted people to be able to see for their own eyes what Chinese communist people had written for themselves.
General Spalding, what was the impact, or what was the view of Donald Trump's 4 years of leading the United States in terms of China's plan for global domination? Did Trump help them, hinder them, disrupt them? What do you think?
Well, I think for the first time, we had an opportunity to really break what I call this corporate cabal that essentially, serve as proxies for the Chinese Communist Party in Washington, D.C. Our corporations, our financial leaders, our academic leaders really lobby our own political system on behalf of China, and that's because they're financially incentivized to do so. So for the first time in many administrations, Republican and Democrat, we had a different way of looking at the world. And that's what I worked on. I worked on the strategy that, to combat what was happening and what China was doing. The problem, quite frankly, is that the corporations and the financial leaders were pretty effective at preventing from the government from implementing any of that strategy.
So just make it clearer for me. So you think that President Trump's presidency, if the goal is to disrupt China's plan to take over the world, you think that President Trump's 4 years was helpful in hindering the Chinese, but not helpful enough?
That's correct. It was helpful in kind of starting the process. But even today, our corporations and our financial institutions in the United States are doing a pretty good job at lobbying both the administration and Capitol Hill to prevent them from doing anything further. They want to get rid of the tariffs. They want to prevent the reshoring of manufacturing in the United States. And that's because they stand to lose a lot of money because the Chinese have essentially captured their investment. and money continues to pour into China. So this is a war the Chinese wage on us that is alien to the way that we think about warfare. We use weapons to achieve a political outcome. The way the Chinese Communist Party operates is to create financial incentive for, you know, the leaders of countries, which are often the wealthy corporate and banking leaders, to enable them to do things that are in the interests of the Chinese Communist Party.
So we have made China rich. I think we all know that. We're chatting with General Robert Spalding. His book is War Without Rules, China's Playbook for Global Domination. If it were not for the greedy consumerism of America and our insistence on continuing to improve our standard of living, which is not in and of itself a bad thing, but might be, China would not be nearly as rich as it is today. How is China? So you're saying that because we've made China rich, we are now hostage to China because we are addicted to our cheap prices and our way of doing business, right?
Well, and the corporations are addicted to the profits that they earn on those goods. So they're made in China, they're subsidized, and then they're shipped into the United States. And often, you know, our corporations are the ones that are making the profit on that. So in many ways, it's a very intelligent and smart way to go about undermining, you know, a society. Think about it. All of the millions of people that were employed in manufacturing in the United States, they haven't been able to find, you know, jobs. There's been no improvement in kind of the working class standard of living for almost 30 years now. And that is part of the effort. It's the reason that the Chinese Communist Party does that is not only to ensure that their own people have jobs, but to ensure and make aware the populations of other countries that if they chose the Chinese system, they would be better off. In other words, their leaders would be, you know, providing for them in much the same way that the Chinese leaders are providing for the Chinese citizens.
Yeah, but nobody really believes that. We're chatting with General Robert Spalding. I mean, when you take your head up and look up, nobody really believes that people are happier in China than they are in other developed places. Nobody believes that.
Well, I think you'll see in emerging market economies like Africa, you know, those people believe that China is a much better country than the United States. The Chinese have been able to use their growing economy as proof positive that, you know, their brand of communism is better than democracy. And so even today, you're looking around, if you look around the United States, you're starting to see elements of our society believe that communism is a much better system than democracy. And that's because they've been able to take the benefits of democracy that we grew here in this nation and export it over to China in order to better support the Chinese people. Now, this is the Chinese Communist Party's way of undermining democracies while at the same time growing their own power. It's much different than the way that we think about, you know, conflict.
Yeah, they basically said we can keep you rich and we can get you richer and you need to be satisfied with being richer, but you will not be free. You will not have freedom of press. You will not have freedom of expression. You will not have freedom of assembly. So you need to be happy with what we're doling out to you, but you won't be free. That's the bargain. I don't particularly like that bargain.
That's the social contract.
That's the social contract. We're chatting with General Robert Spalding. General Spalding, can you tell us a little bit about what you know about China and fentanyl?
So fentanyl, almost all fentanyl produced in the world comes from pharmaceutical factories in China. And it goes not just to the United States, but just about everywhere around the world. Now most drugs are cut with fentanyl. And, you know, essentially what happens is people are making a profit in China producing the drug. And then, of course, the cartels and the triads are selling it into our society, into Canada, into other countries. And, you know, it's a way to both make a profit, and this is what happens in China. Somebody usually makes a profit. But then it's also a way to undermine, you know, democracies like our own. You know, tens of thousands of people every year are dying from this drug that's made in the same factories that ibuprofen gets made in.
And is any of this stuff polluting and poisoning people in China, or is it all being exported outside of China?
no, you don't have a fentanyl problem in China because the factory owners know that if they sell it in China, they'll wind up dead.
So this is you believe this is a knowing, specific plot basically to poison Americans and people that the Chinese perceive as weak and the Chinese perceive as vulnerable, right? They perceive us as weak and vulnerable in this way.
Yeah, what the Chinese Communist Party does is it just looks the other way. You can do whatever you want in China as long as it doesn't create a problem for the Chinese Communist Party, and even better if it's seen as a benefit. In this case, you make a profit, you know, the Chinese Communist Party doesn't care because it's seeing, you know, the destruction of the social cohesion in democracies, which benefits them because it makes it less likely that Chinese people will become infected with this idea of liberty.
I see. So the more they can put down us, the more they can build themselves up.
Right.
So let me ask you this. We're chatting with retired Air Force General Robert Spalding. The book is called War Without Rules. Let me ask you something. Do you think that the Chinese really at some point have a blueprint for taking over Western democracies?
They don't have a blueprint or a strategy per se. You know, the book Unrestricted Warfare was really a doctrine, and the doctrine is used in military parlance as a set of principles that you use to make your campaign successful. It's based on lessons learned. So the Chinese Communist Party, you know, colonels that wrote this document realized that they could take advantage of the West just by using, you know, the internet and globalization as tools to undermine their societies from within. And so that doctrine they created is fundamentally alien to the way that we think about war, where we use weapons to achieve a political outcome, use force. That's not the way they're talking. They're talking about using influence and coercion and financial instruments in order to gain power and influence over our institutions of democracy.
Well, they found our Achilles heel, General Spalding. Our Achilles heel has been since Calvin Coolidge declared the business of America is business. We do have a blind spot. There's many people in the United States of America who worship money more than God. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. I thank you for your provocative and brave writing. General Robert Spalding, War Without Rules. Thank you so much for being on the Lisa Wexler Show today.